The word today is conflict. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Much of what Jesus said is about spiritual conflict. Contrary to the perception that Jesus never fought, the Gospels show he was in constant battle with Satan, demons, and wicked humans. All people must choose who they think Jesus is and whether they will surrender and become obedient to him. Jesus said, "He who is not for me is against me." Here to help us understand these statements of Christ is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Conflict.
Today we're going to talk about the fact that there is no neutral spiritual ground in this world. What I mean by that is that there are opposite forces, spiritual forces, that are constantly in battle. And they come upon us and influence us, and there is no such thing as a nice, quiet getaway, a nice, neutral position where you're not influenced by either God or Satan, by the angels or the demons. There is a constant war and a kind of tug of war happening over our salvation. I'd like to direct our attention to Luke chapter 11, verse 14, Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said, "By Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against itself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebub. Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters." Does that sound like there's any kind of a neutral ground here? Does that sound like Jesus is suggesting that you, wherever you are, whatever country you're listening in, whatever time, day, or night it is, does it sound like Jesus is telling you, you have an easy, convenient way to take your time? You can just occupy yourself with the activities of life. There's nothing to rush, nothing to worry about. You don't have anything to concern yourself. That's not what it sounds like. It sounds like there is a war going on here. In fact, one of the things that's kind of fascinating about this is that we believe that Jesus was actually describing his own work and his own activity in opposition to Satan and his domain when he says in verse 22, when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils. Jesus was probably referencing the fact that after his confrontation in the wilderness where Satan threw his best at Jesus and had tried to assault Jesus, and Jesus deflects all of the spiritual attacks of Satan by quoting scriptures from the Old Testament, then Jesus goes on his gospel preaching and healing tour, and he starts to push back the darkness of sin and disease and death. He is going to waltz into the strong man's house. He is overpowering him, and he is going to bring the kingdom of God in its fullness. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus was probably referencing himself, that he, in his miracles, like the one that had just been conducted, he had taken a mute man and made him speak again. He was entering into Satan's turf and domain and the consequences of sin and imperfection, and he was demonstrating how he has the authority, he has the power to reverse the effects of sin and illness and death. It's pretty awesome stuff. And so Jesus is teaching us there is no middle ground in this. There is no neutral place. Many times Christ calls for allegiance to himself, and that's what the New Testament does. That's what this program also does. It brings you knowledge of Jesus Christ, and then it calls you to make a decision. Are you going to follow him? Like Jesus walking on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and he sees the disciples, and he says, "Come, follow me." Are you going to follow Jesus? You're hearing this program. You've got an opportunity. Are you going to take the invitation? Are you going to come and follow Jesus Christ? Remember, there is no neutral ground. There's no way that you can, as a person, just be kind of benign and somewhat indifferent and sort of a good person. You're not given that option. The gospel teaches us that we're all sinners. We're all condemned under God's judgment, and we need help for that. We need to come with Jesus. We need to take that invitation. Jesus was just saying here in a kind of conclusion in verse 23 of Luke 11, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters." It doesn't sound like there's a lot of neutral ground there. It's one or the other. You're either with Jesus or against Jesus. Matthew chapter 10, Jesus is telling his followers, "I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. So be wise as serpents and gentle as doves." That sounds like they're in some kind of a struggle, a spiritual struggle that's taking place. I know that many of you that listen to the word today faithfully are in places where there is oppression. There is a culture that is militating against your spirit, against God. You know, it's funny because everyone thinks that the West has it so good. Oh, all the material possessions, the wonderful lifestyle. You know what? This is really oppressive to the development of the spirit. So many allurements, so many temptations. A lot of people are stuck in the love of money and material things, and they don't realize how suppressed their spirit is. They don't realize that they're slaves to crap, to junk, to things, and they don't even have freedom. Well, the Lord is trying to teach us here that we have to choose Christ. In Ephesians 6, it's envisioned as though the Christian has to put on an armor. Every day you're going out to war against the flesh, against the temptations of the world, against the demons. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul uses the analogy of warfare again when he says, "We don't wage war as the world does." No, we use the Spirit of God. We use the words of God in order to push back the domain of Satan, in order to bring people to Jesus Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul once again said, "Let us put on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet." You see, there is no neutral ground. In 1 Peter 3, we're warned, "Be on your guard. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a ravenous lion looking whom he can devour." And we're told to stand firm against him. You need to understand, if you've just been living life and you've been unaware of the fact that there is this battle, this confrontation, first of all, become aware of the fact that you have a Savior, that you have someone that is fighting for you. Your sin, your wickedness that you have done in life stands against you and it condemns you. You need forgiveness. You need salvation from this. Jesus Christ has come in order to bring that for you. Thank the Lord God. That is why he is called Jesus, God Saves. But now you got to realize that, you know, that's not like some kind of a gift of a shirt or a tire for a car or something that you can just put aside and forget about. This is something that must be employed every day, used every day. Your faith is to give you strength through the Holy Spirit in order to conduct yourself in this battle that is taking place over your salvation. There is no neutral ground. You can't just simply say, well, I just don't feel like it today. You can't say, well, I don't know if I want to represent Jesus that much because there's people that might not like it. You're not given a choice. When there is an enemy coming to wipe out your people, when there is a force that is coming to destroy you, you must fight. It's like cancer, sin, and Satan is like cancer that is coming to destroy you. You must fight. The greatest danger is an individual that thinks that there's not much happening. They're so oblivious to the threat that they don't even realize it. They might be full of greed and avarice and pride, and they don't even realize it. That's why the law of God calls us and points out our sin so that we'll repent, so that we'll realize that Satan is attempting to draw us in and the world is trying to lead us to destruction. You know, like an individual in some parts of the world, there's these bullet ants. Well, being oblivious to your own sin is like walking into a nest of these bullet ants. It's not a good experience. We have to be aware of our sin to repent of it. I want you to realize that there is a call in the gospel to follow Jesus. There is a call to commit to him. And you're hearing this call today. And so the question is, what are you going to do? You can't pretend and you've heard this message now. What are you going to do? Are you going to follow Jesus Christ? There is no neutral. It's a battle for your salvation. Christ went to that cross in order to give you that. So are you going to follow him? You don't have a choice of just sitting off on the sideline saying, well, I'd rather not participate. Satan, sin, and death are going to get you unless you come to Jesus Christ. Maybe you're uncomfortable with that, but you will grow used to it. As you commit yourself to Jesus, you will be so grateful that this is portrayed as an either or. You come to Jesus or you're lost. The gift and salvation is simple. It's offered to you. Stop pretending as though you can be in neutral. You can't. It's time to make the commitment for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.